Thank you for tuning in to 91.9 KXRJ, the voice of Arkansas Tech. You're now listening to The Architect Introspect, the Architect's official radio broadcast. My name is Jonan Mitchell, and I am the co-editor of The Architect newspaper. I am standing in currently for our radio manager, AJ Choff. The Architect Introspect is glad to be finally back on air after several weeks of icy conditions. And I personally am very excited about these spring-like conditions that we've been having for the past couple of days. Featured on our story lineup today is a write-up about an event directed at prospective students, the preview concert of ATU's choral artists, the Architect newspaper's editorial, and an opinion about the current invasion of Ukraine by Russian forces. Thank you for listening to the 8th edition of our show. Without further ado, we begin with a press release from the Architect staff about admitted to ATU. The first admitted to ATU event is slated for March 17th and will act as the last major event for high school students committed to Tech. While this event is specifically for prospective students, current students can still participate in a few of the festivities. Meredith Lawson, Associate Director for Recruitment, urges current students to talk to prospective students and take advantage of food trucks, which will be in front of Witherspoon Hall. The event also includes currently registered student organizations, who will be allowed to table and show students what Tech offers socially. Time Out for Tech originally happened in the spring, but was moved to the fall semester. The premise of Time Out for Tech has changed, acting more as a recruiting tool for prospective students. Admitted to ATU acts as the second phase to the Time Out for Tech, according to Lawson, who states that the event is not so much to learn about Tech, but it's more the next step, such as how to enroll and finding answers to last-minute questions. Several students and parents have volunteered to speak to the committed students about any questions. Lawson advises current students to speak to the attendants. It's important, according to her, to make prospective students feel welcome and show off what Arkansas Tech is truly about. Up next is a story written by co-editor Tara Espinoza about the preview concert for the ATU choral artists.
The choral artists of Tech host a preview concert featuring Russellville High School and Kansas State University choirs. The preview was in preparation for regional conference taking place on February 28th. According to Chris Harris, the director of the choral studies, says, "We lost some days to the practice because of the icy weather, but when they sing, no one will know how hard they work. There are 42 singers in the choral artist program, and they are entering the season of regionals. They go back to performing normal programs for Tech in the community after regionals is over. They have to wait until summer until they find out if they made it to the national conference." According to Harris, he says, "Going to the Nationals would be awesome. It would be a huge deal for us and one of the largest honors we could receive. Our seniors have done an amazing job and stepped up with all the challenges of COVID," Harris said. "At this time, there are COVID guidelines in place for concerts, such as social distancing. To learn more about Tech's choir program, you can email chrisharris51@atu.edu.
Are you liking what you hear? Make sure to follow us on Facebook at The Architect and to visit our website at architectnews.com. Up next is an opinion about the Russian invasion of Ukraine from Avery Hara, The Architect's webmaster.
On February 24, 2022, Russian President Vladimir Putin officially declared the start of a Russian invasion on Ukraine, marking the first war Europe has seen in decades. While the political and social impacts of this war are likely to be immeasurable, one thing stands out to me above all else: the plight of the Ukrainian citizens. The invasion began minutes after Putin announced their military operations with missile strikes on cities across Ukraine, killing and injuring hundreds of Ukrainian citizens and setting the country into a panic. While many citizens found their way to bomb shelters or underground subway stations, others began evacuating their homes. By the end of that Thursday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed in a national address that there were 137 dead and 316 wounded. The attacks haven't stopped there. As the days have gone on, Russia has continued to move in with armed forces and missile strikes, often targeting civilian areas with no discernible strategic importance. The civilians of Ukraine have faced unimaginable hardships. Families have been uprooted from their homes, forced to leave everything they've known behind. Thousands have become refugees in neighboring countries, though many are yet unable to escape as subways and roadways are overfilled by the procession of people. As families have been shunted from their homes, they face many issues. Some of this comes from the lack of supplies like food, clean water, shelter, and medical supplies. Psychological impacts is another issue plaguing many, especially children. Most countries and humanitarian organizations are doing all they can to help, but this issue, the relocation of hundreds of thousands of people, is larger than they are equipped to handle. While it may feel impossible to have an impact as an American on the other side of the globe, there are still ways you can help. One way is through word of mouth. The more people who are aware of this issue, the better. Ukraine needs to know that people across the globe are standing with them. A more direct way to help is through donations. Even if it seems small, every donation to the last dollar will be a big help. There are many nonprofit organizations focused on the crisis right now. Raisin for Ukraine was created in 2014 with the goal to unlock the potential of Ukraine. They have set up an emergency fund to provide medical supplies to all who need them. Global Giving has created a crisis relief fund to provide food, water, shelter, health, education, and more to the refugees. Voices of Children is a foundation dedicated to proving psychological assistance to children affected by war. These are not the only organizations at work, but there are a few I found particularly moving. If you would like to donate, their websites can be found at raisinforgiving.org and voices.org.ua/en, respectively.
Lastly, we have an editorial from the Architect newspaper, as read from Trinity Lisk.
Staying green is a vital part of Tech's culture. Colloquially known as HRU, due to the massive number of trees on campus, there is no denying that Arkansas college campuses are eco-friendly, especially in the frame of the southern U.S. Despite undeniably being a green campus, the Architect editorial board is calling upon students to express their desire for an even greener campus and to do their part to keep the university sustainable. The university has made several leaps and bounds in terms of eco-sustainability. In recent history, Tech has converted every light to LED, switched from HVAC heating and cooling to digital in many buildings and dorm halls, and made recycling readily available in all areas around campus. All this in total saves Tech upward of $500,000 a year. Despite these pushes, we believe there is still a long way to go. The Architect editorial board does not think this is a lack of trying for either party. We understand budgeting has been tricky in the wake of the pandemic, and that students have tests and other things to worry about. We believe a good first step in this solution is to create a habit of recycling among all students. This can be done by educating incoming first-year students about Tech's eco-friendly ideologies in orientation classes. Planting the seed early within students would allow them to spend their college years doing what they can do to save the environment while creating a green campus culture. In a classroom setting, this could look like explaining where recycling bins are, expressing to students the importance of turning off or unplugging electrical appliances when not in use, and urging students to keep the air conditioning up in the summer and down in the winter if they are not in the room. We also understand that the prospects of recycling are expensive. It actively costs the university money to transport recycling. We feel that if everyone did their part, however, it would mitigate the cost significantly. We believe a campus cultural shift towards sustainability is the paramount objective. If the student body expresses the importance of a green campus, resources will be allocated to allow for it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Architect Introspect on 91.9 KXRJ in Russellville. Make sure to visit our website to learn more about us and to see news releases, opinions, and sports written by Tech students. The music used in the background of today's programming is Stall by C418. As warm weather blows in upon a breeze, the Architect staff wishes you a happy spring, and we hope the winter didn't freeze you all out.